The concentration in the chanting of the holy name has many aspects like attention, awareness and absorption. Attention to the details while doing any service is very important. Once Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the Vyasasana and giving a Bhagavatam lecture, and he saw one of his female disciples. She was cleaning the floor. Every day they would do that in Vrindavan, backside. And Prabhupada observed that she was missing out some portion of the floor while mopping it. Then Prabhupada himself stood up from the Vyasasana, went there, and he showed her how every portion of the floor should be covered while mopping. So that is attention to the details while doing a service. Now this is true for any service, not only cleaning of a floor. While cooking, one has to be very attentive, especially while putting chowk. Some people sometimes are not, they leave the mustard seeds raw. That remains raw sometimes. Some people burn it into carbon, black, completely. So it requires attention. And that is the most difficult thing, chowk. If it is done well, then the pudding is prepared very powerfully, very tastily. And if that is the last portion of the cooking, if that is not done, it is not tasty. So in this way, attention to details of doing any service is very important. In fact, the happiness we derive from doing any activity in this world has a great importance of this attention factor. How we do a thing, paying attention to every detail of a thing. Secondly, awareness, the conscious awareness of what I am doing is very important. Recently I was reading a sentence in one of Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada says that every activity we do in Krishna consciousness acts as an impetus to remember Krishna. He says, for example, say I am doing gardening. I am cutting the grass or watering the plants. I should remember that I am gardening for Krishna. I am mopping the floor. I am cleaning the floor for Krishna like Ambarish Maharaj was doing. Isn't it? Or if somebody is distributing books, I am distributing Krishna's books in the marketplace so that people may get connected to Krishna. So I am speaking, giving a lecture. I am getting an opportunity to glorify my most lovable Lord Krishna. And I want to introduce him to the people. So this is awareness. So every act should be an impetus for remembering Krishna. Often such awareness is not there while performing the activities. And like just like a few minutes ago we all recited the 10 offenses against the holy name. Just think for a moment how much we were aware that we are chanting these 10 offenses. It just goes like a gadi, you know, like a train, keeps going. And we don't even know what we just did a few minutes ago. We don't remember. So our mind becomes lazy and inattentive to have this awareness. Like we tell the example of three masons who are building a wall. Now one was thinking, he's just putting the bricks. He didn't know what he's doing. Although he knew the small elements of his work, he was attentive to doing that work. He was not having the overall awareness. So not only we should be attentive to the local work we are doing, but we should be aware of its connection to Krishna. It's very important. So the third mason knew that he is building a temple. So that is also important. Thirdly, the absorption in doing any service or work is also very important. The example is given of an arrow maker in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. How you are sharpening the arrow, at the same time he was so absorbed in it that although there was a procession passing by with the trumpets and drums and thousands of people, elephants and horses and chariots passing by, he was not the least disturbed, nor was he even aware of it. He was just absorbed in his work, full absorption. Similarly, doing any activity with full absorption in it, while not worrying about the past things, and not planning about the future things, or not even worrying about the result of that activity. But doing that activity, that is the only thing in our hands, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That is absorption, full absorption in that activity. Sleeping means only sleeping. Chanting means only chanting. If you do any work, do it wholeheartedly. Put your heart into it. As if that's the only activity in the universe right now you are supposed to do. Nothing else. That is absorption. So, attention, awareness and absorption, that leads to concentration. If you want to attain full concentration in that activity. So this is true for any activity, and most importantly the chanting of the holy name. When we talk about chanting of the holy name, to be attentive to hearing the sound vibration, and to be aware of what is this prayer, what we are muttering with the mouth. My dear Krishna, my dear Shrimitradharani, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of death. Please pick me up and place me at your feet and engage me in your service. That awareness and absorption in that one activity of chanting, throwing away all other activities. Yes, it is true. In the daytime I have to do this, and in the evening I have to do that, and tomorrow I have to do this, and after 1 week I have to do this. There are many, many things. But throwing them all away and absorbing in that one activity during that period of chanting, with this conscious awareness and attentively hearing every sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Nam Prabhu ki.